Africa, hotbed for cash and payments innovation. The payments ecosystem in Africa is moving to a new equilibrium where cash and digital coexist and innovative solutions are driven by fast evolving consumer needs. This sixth part in our series on regional payments looks at the dynamic landscape across the diverse 54-nation continent, following on from profiles of payments in India, Latin America, the United States, Australia, and Brazil. With its population of 1.5 billion, twice that of Europe, and a fast-growing continent-wide GDP of $3.4 trillion, Africa has become a magnet for new approaches to payments, cash, and digital, and a hybrid of the two. That is seen in the highly effective mobile money Momo services and agent-based banking networks in countries such as of Kenya, Nigeria, and Tanzania. It is there in the state-of-the-art cash management infrastructures of Egypt and Rwanda. And it is also evident in the exploration of central bank digital currency CBDC in countries like Ghana, South Africa, Nigeria, and Eswatini. Interplaying forces. A host of interrelated factors are fueling that fast-moving environment and reshaping the money landscape across the vast region of 54 countries. Large, unbanked population. A significant proportion of citizens in Africa lack access to financial services, driving the need for alternative solutions, many of which integrate digital mechanisms and cash, financial inclusion agenda. Governments and financial institutions across Africa have a common goal. They are actively seeking ways to bring more people into the formal financial system. That is being encouraged through enhanced regulatory environments, investment, and support for both state-initiated and commercial services, cross-border payments. The need for more cost-efficient cross-border payments is leading to innovation in remittance services and regional payment systems, helping individuals repatriate funds when working abroad and facilitating trade and economic integration across the continent. Infrastructure challenges. The continent's infrastructure challenges have spurred the development of unique solutions tailored to local conditions. For example, financial technology companies are developing digital payment approaches that work even when devices are offline, a vital capability for people in rural locations where there might be limited internet connectivity and intermittent access to electricity. Leapfrog economics. Many African countries haven't built up the kind of legacy infrastructure that can impede the structural renewal seen in many developed economies. This is allowing Africa to embrace new waves of technology more readily in areas such as mobile payments, digital currency, and blockchain without having to evolve from existing solutions. High mobile phone penetration, symbolic of Africa's capability to embrace fresh generations of technology. Mobile phone penetration in Africa is higher than might be expected given relatively low per capita income. The GSMA's Mobile Economy Report series for 2024 shows North Africa with a mobile market penetration rate for unique mobile subscribers of 71% and Sub-Saharan Africa with 44%. Though the vast majority of those devices are basic feature phones connected to 3G networks rather than smartphones on 4G or 5G. This widespread use of mobile devices has created a robust environment for related services, allowing for innovative financial solutions that, in many cases, bypass the traditional banking infrastructure. Young population. According to the United Nations, Africa has the youngest population of any continent, with 70% of sub-Saharan Africa under the age of 30. That points to an audience that is receptive to new tech-driven financial service models. Entrepreneurial ecosystem. The appetite for new solutions has spurred a buoyant entrepreneurial environment, with countries such as Nigeria, Kenya, and South Africa now well-established as hubs for fintech startups and magnets for young tech talent. More than 530 venture capital deals were struck with African startups in 2023, worth a total of $3.2 billion, with almost half of that invested in the financial services. Players.6 notable success stories include Flutterwave and Interswitch in Nigeria, M&T Holland and Fari in Egypt, Sendwave, M-P-E-S-A, and M-Copa in Kenya, Chipper Cash in Ghana and Uganda, and Wavemobile in Senegal. Alongside these multiple drivers, there are a whole set of macroeconomic, political, and environmental factors that are stimulating innovation and accelerating take-up of new financial services options. In turn, that increases the need for resilient, flexible systems and robust supporting infrastructure. Unique cash trends in Africa. No matter the African country, all have one thing in common, according to Sean Sanasi, sales responsible for the currency management solutions business for Central Bank's Printworks at G&D South Africa. The prevalence and persistence of cash is universal, both for use in payments and also as a store of value, he says. Cash is still king and demand for cash is growing. Key drivers for that are economic uncertainty, inflation, and in some cases political instability. But there are multiple innovative models in which cash access is being smartly blended with digital channels in ways that are unique to Africa. Three that stand out. First, mobile money cash integration. As a mobile phone channel to financial services, Momo allows users to send and receive money, including international remittances, pay bills, recharge digital wallets, and access credit and savings through a widely distributed network of local service points. That complementary relationship between mobile money and cash offers a convenient alternative to traditional banking, especially in rural regions with limited banking infrastructure. The Momo model was pioneered by MPESA in Kenya, and it is widely credited as having lifted the country's level of financial inclusion from 20% in 2007 to over 84% today. MPESA in Africa now has more than 60 million active monthly users and 600,000 agent locations, but it is now just one of hundreds of Momo options in across Africa. Second, agent banking everywhere. Networks of agents, retailers, mobile phone outlets, and others represent a distributed network of cash access and financial transaction points that effectively bridge the gap between traditional banking services and many under unbanked populations, especially those in remote areas. In Nigeria, for example, there are around 4,500 commercial bank branches that serve an adult population of 120 million. But financial inclusion is being greatly enhanced through the 1.5 million banking agents that operate around the country, with OPay and MoneyPoint, just two of the larger networks. A similar banking agent model has been established in South Africa to bring banking closer to every citizen, with Mukuru and MTN Momo, two of the leading names. And in Egypt, the most notable network is Fari, which operates services across a network of 370,000 agents and 36 banking partnerships. Third, cash access through biometric authentication. To facilitate more inclusive access to cash, biometric authentication using fingerprint or iris scanning technology has been introduced for withdrawals from ATMs. As well as providing more convenient access to cash, the biometric option also enhances security. With cash still in high demand, these new channels have quickly become key parts of African payments landscape. The model also works well for banks, observes management consultancy McKinsey. For banks, these networks with their lower operating costs have become a critical channel for customer acquisition and servicing, enabling access to a new segment of customers, the evolving role of cash. As that signals, while cash is still widely used in Africa in 90% plus of transactions, by some estimates, its role is undergoing a complex transformation as e-payments, mobile money, peer-to-peer P2P transfers, and other mechanisms gain traction. What is abundantly clear is that it will continue to coexist alongside diverse payment options for the foreseeable future, especially in light of the major role of the informal economy and the unbanked underbanked segments of the population. There will continue to be a strong preference for cash, but now it is in combination with digital alternatives. As a result, you can expect the volume of cash to grow in step with digital, says Mohammed Farhad, Managing Director for Nigeria and Vice President International Operations at G&D South Africa. That puts pressure on the cash cycle to be increasingly more efficient in terms of the automation of cash management, analytics, storage, and logistics. Naturally, the blend of cash and digital will depend on the transaction type, the location, and on personal preferences. Perhaps most fundamentally in areas such as Momo, cash now actually acts as a gateway to digital finance, says Farhad. Nigeria, Momo-fueled inclusion. Nigeria provides a great example of how the role of cash is changing in the face of digital innovation. Even with usage of mobile phones now at 93% of adults, cash in circulation has more than doubled over the past decade, and cash remains the dominant payment method for everyday transactions, especially in rural areas. But mobile money is certainly a rising force. Nigeria boasts a booming mobile money payments market with services like MTN Momo and Paga major players. In terms of financial inclusion, the rise of Momo and financial services agents has had a profound effect. Over 2023 financial inclusion rose from 68% to 74% of the adult population, according to survey data from Access to Finance IFINA. Financial services agents have also become ubiquitous across Nigeria, growing from about 230,000 in 2020 to about 1.8 million in 2023. As such, iVtasia serves as the fuel for digital payments as people deposit and withdraw cash at mobile money agent locations, creating a natural synergy between the two systems. With the rapid increase of agency banking as a viable and cheap source of cash, Nigeria's ATM network has declined in importance. It's an evolution the Central Bank of Nigeria has actively encouraging, as the move supports the bank's financial inclusion goals. Indeed, Access to Finance credits the bank's changes to the regulatory environment for much of that progress. South Africa's blend of cash and digital. South Africa, with its developed financial system, has a high rate of card and digital payment usage, supported by a widespread adoption of both feature phones and smartphones. Such advanced infrastructure has helped to drive a much wider and faster adoption of e-payments, says Sanasi. But that still sits alongside an unwavering attraction for cash, reflecting the trust in cash. The country's introduction of a new banknote series in May 2023, complete with state-of-the-art security features, highlighted a commitment by the South African Reserve Bank to maintaining a secure and reliable cash system. Quote, there is a definite mandate within South Africa to keep the features of cash both relevant and in line with the latest design standards for the highest security of banknotes. That drives trust and stability into the entire market, says Sean Sanasi. Sales Responsible, Currency Management Solutions Central Bank's Printworks, G&D South Africa. While formal access to the banking system is widespread in South Africa, there are some behaviors that point to a deeper trust in cash, says Sanasi. That is especially evident with social welfare payments, with most payees withdrawing the funds immediately on receipt. What is clear is that there is a definite mandate within the country to keep the features of cash both relevant and in line with the latest design standards for the highest security of banknotes. That drives trust and stability into the entire market, he adds. Evolving enthusiasm for CBDCs. With the prospect of a marriage of digital and cash, African central banks have also been frontrunners in the exploration of central bank digital currency. This digital equivalent of cash promises to address some of the big challenges that central banks face regarding payments and transfers. These include the costs associated with commercial transactions, the need for an offline payment capability, the pressure to manage the economic risks associated with unregulated assets such as crypto, and a desire to direct digital cash to specific target populations. As more and more African countries take steps towards the possible introduction of CBDC, their exploration and experiments are highlighting some clear advantages: enhanced access and convenience. CBDCs can offer a convenient, secure, and low-cost way to make digital payments, improving access to financial services, especially in remote areas. And when they support an offline capability, CBDC devices can secure access to payments in any place and situation, even when no internet service is available. Potential cost savings. CBDCs could lead to reduced fees compared to traditional money transfer services, especially for cross-border payments. Increased financial efficiency. CBDCs can streamline transactions and potentially make them faster and cheaper. Programmable features. CBDCs can support additional features that allow for a programmable distribution of funds to digital wallets. That would allow governments, for instance, to distribute urgent social welfare payments. Many of these strategic goals feature in the CBDC design papers of African countries such as Ghana and Eswatini. But both are also considering the potential of access to central bank-issued digital money to foster broader financial inclusion, drive innovation and new business opportunities, and increase the digitalization of their domestic economies. Of course, CBDCs are just part of a much wider, fast-evolving picture of payments in Africa. No one doubts that the dynamic characteristics of the continent will drive further waves of innovation and opportunity. Most African countries are likely to enjoy a broad mix of digital payment options, but with cash as the economic and societal bedrock. Key takeaways. Africa presents a unique landscape for both cash and payments innovation, with multiple factors fueling rapid change. The continent is an exciting and innovative environment for both cash and digital payments, with a strong potential for CBDCs to coexist as a complement to cash. Africa countries have the potential to leapfrog other regions by embracing new payments methods without being encumbered by existing legacy infrastructure. With a high penetration of mobile devices, Africa has become a hub for unique cash trends such as Momo integration and agent banking.